there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today literally pirouetted onto the plane. He'll be on the back row signing copies of his latest novel, The Royal Show. He is one of the best British ballroom and Latin dancers ever and a Strictly Come Dancing star. Have you guessed who it is yet? 10 across the board. It's Anton DeBeck. This is the final boarding call for passenger Anton DeBeck. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, Anton DeBeck. Thank you. Welcome on board, Anton DeBeck. How are you, Anton?
Woohoo! I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you?
Great. Right, Anton.
My love.
Why have you chosen Alan Air to fly with?
Well, the onboard service is tremendous.
It is.
You do a lovely canapé. And I love it when you put it on autopilot and come back and regale all the passengers. It's tremendous. And you wear satin. I love your outfit. It's lovely outfit. And an ostrich boa. Yeah, I love that.
And you can get chicken and beef down it and it doesn't matter. It washes out.
It washes out. You get a wet wipe with every seat.
And sorry about me voice. I did karaoke 2 days ago and he still hasn't recovered.
Well, it takes a bit of a battering.
Yeah, I know. And I was doing every kind of genre.
And we always go a key too high.
Yes.
Don't
yes.
We? We start high and go, hello, don't tell me there's a key change. There's a key change. We're yelling from the table.
What do you sing? Do you do karaoke or do you watch?
Actually, no, I don't very often. I just do shows. Yeah. I have things like audiences and stuff.
I've got a career, Alan.
Oh, I do
okay.
Theatres.
That's all right. Why are you being a bitch for? I have one night off and do some karaoke. I did Christina Aguilera's Dirty.
Did you?
Yes.
But what did you sing? that's going for it, isn't it?
It is. Ooh, coming through, give me some room. Yes.
Oh, I jumped.
Yeah, cleared the room. So listen, this is your sixth book, Tell Us Everything, Royal Show.
It is, but it's with the other Strand set at the Buckingham Hotel. Mm. I release a novel every year, about October time. And when we started doing that Strand, we decided after the first one to keep it going. So we thought, all right, okay, this is going to become a continuing story. Wonderful. Love it. Love the characters. Haven't got to kill them off. Love that as an idea. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But my editor said to me, should we try something else as well? I went, oh, I don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
And
Christina
Aguilera. They're dirty. And so this story... It's set in 1962. It's about a provincial variety company, if you like, run by a man called Ed Forsyth. It's called the Forsyth Varieties. And he sang for the King many, many years ago as a young man. And
is this based on anyone?
Well, it's
I'm sure Falstaff is a cheeky nod to Sir Bruce.
Well, it is, and it is all really a nod. Everything I write is really a nod to someone or something that I've done or something I love. Essentially, it's all about what I love. And so he's been invited. His company's been invited to sing for Her Majesty the Queen in 1962 at the Royal Variety Company, or perform, I say sing, perform. So so he has, like, his career's been bookended by these two massive performances in front of, firstly, the King and now the Queen. And so he's got an old friend to come and perform with him from America, who's found fame and fortune in America, Bill Martin. He's gone off to America and he's sort of become the Bob Hope. You know, he started as a London lad and he's gone to America and found... And so he's come back and he's going to perform with them. But as is with all these things, it's never as easy as that. There's the tensions and the jealousies and the intrigue, but also there's a dead body, which has thrown a bit of a spanner in the works. That comes in on page two.
Oh, my God.
And the whole thing has kicked literally off. Yeah. And so... Really?
Of course, they've got to perform 1962, so there's drama, there's tension, they've got to get it all done.
They've got
for
to put
big,
the
big
show
night.
On for the big night, for Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful story. I love doing stories, but this is about all the things I love. Variety, the Palladium.
Yeah, what a setting.
I mean, it's just the best.
And also, they rehearse in a seaside town. Mm. Now, do you like the seaside? How do you say?
I don't
mind.
Because
you're a grafter, aren't you?
Yes.
Can you separate work from your fun time, or travel? Is travel work? What kind of a traveller are you?
Well, I'm a what do they call it? I'm not very good at sitting and doing nothing. You know,
you can't procrastinate.
Well, not nowadays. Might be
twice
re-age.
A day sometimes.
Not as often as I'd like. I like to do these. But of course, I've got children. There's six. So when we go on holiday.
Oh, I suppose it's all Tiger Club and
all
that.
We're all in, you know, it's everything. In and out the sea and the pool. And they love the water and stuff. So it's all go, which is wonderful. It's a different sort of holiday nowadays than what I used to have. To your question, I'm really lucky. Like you, the things I like to do best, I just happen to call work now.
Yeah.
I do my favourite things. Mm. As a job, and it's brilliant. So I never feel like it's work anyway. So I just, I go and do stuff and have fun.
And what about you going to Sicily with Giovanni, you lucky sod?
Well,
I end up going with Amanda Alden. Talk about pulling the short straw.
I knew you were
joke.
Out there.
I love her, man. Because listen, we were basically we missed each other by days.
I kept
seeing bits of feather boa, sequins, glitter. Anton's been here with Giovanni. Follow that trail.
I knew you were in town because
you spoke to the locals.
Yes. Well, we were having dinner.
There's this beautiful woman with a very camp husband. He's clearly gay and she's deluded.
They obviously haven't had the conversation. Darling, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. Don't worry. I know. And get my frock off. We were in a hotel and then suddenly Amanda's parents, mum, essentially, came over and said hi.
Oh, yes.
So I thought, hello.
She's fine.
Hello. So, yes, I knew you were in town.
But you know what? Do you know a story? The mum and dad were there, and I love her mum and dad. We had such a laugh. There was a mini tornado. Was you there for that?
No, we missed the tornado.
And Amanda Holden's dad... No. I whirled into that foyer. Destroyed homes. No, Amanda Holden's dad's pants blew off out the window with this mini tornado. That's a true story. Honestly, I haven't fallen asleep watching Carry On Abroad, but that's what happened. Honestly.
Please tell me he was still in.
Because I had to go back to England to do my shows. And then she went, because he's from the West Country, when he got Alan, he said, my neck is blew off out the window with a mini tornado. You couldn't write it. So you weren't caught up in that?
No, we missed that, fortunately.
Oh, good, yeah.
We were lucky.
Oh,
yeah, we just had four...
Lucky to be alive, you are.
Lucky to be alive. I say that every morning. Lucky to be alive. We had about 400 degrees centigrade. How hot was it for you?
Oh, so hot. So hot. And look at me, I'm sweating just because I've got a woolen jumper on.
I mean, how did you deal with it?
Well, I just didn't. I just kept falling asleep. It was like Weekend at Bernie's. The only footage they've got... You know, the show... I was asleep every time else, and I was like that, just asleep like that. I mean, it was just
Alan,
like...
pass me a brush. Somebody wake Alan up, please. I need to hold the ladder.
What did you think of Sicily?
Lovely. Lovely.
Did you
Very not... different from mainland Italy.
Yes.
People were lovely. It's like all these things, really. When you go to a sort of a region of a country, and certainly if this region is separated from the mainland by sea, they get very, very individual, for want of a better word. And yeah. they although they're Italian, I felt that although they're Italian, they were Sicilian.
Oh, gorgeous.
First.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they see that as the mainland, and there's a bit of how dare you, we're Sicilian, aren't they? Which I love. It's nice to be proud.
Yeah,
and...
I like that. And but it's a great. I was going to say country. Great region of Italy. Yeah. Wonderful to go and visit. And I'd go, did you pop around anywhere? Did you go to Taormina?
Oh, my God. I've been on holiday to Taormina. And Noto. Fucking got frostbite. No toe. And then I went, did you go to Erice and all that? And Siracusa.
Oh, Siracusa.
Oh, beautiful.
Fantastic. And Palermo, of course, we went up to Palermo, where Giovanni's from.
Oh.
And I was fortunate because Giovanni, you know, that the premise of the
local
show,
knowledge, that's where he's from. Knowledge.
Yeah, it was tremendous. So he showed me round, and we had a great visit. It was lovely.
Hi, love. Can I get you anything off the menu? We've got spaghetti, penne, macaroni, lasagna, ravioli, linguine, rigatoni, farfalle, fusilier, cannellone. Oh, there's a half-eaten pot noodle in back. I can find that if you want.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Now, do you go, when you're on holiday, do you check out the local dances and stuff?
They did a tango festival. We went and visited a tango festival. And that's wonderful because you get all just... people, local people, coming along and dancing, just for the sake of dancing.
Oh, I love it.
There's no bar or anything like that. No. It's just the band are playing and you go and dance. I love that. That's so sort of throwback, really. And the tango festivals around the world do that.
Yeah.
And all you need is a bit of sun and a wonderful outdoor space.
Yeah.
And you can have a dance festival. And it's great. I love that. Because everyone just turns up and dances.
I know. And that's what pisses me off about England. Because we don't have that pride. Like, I've been to Buenos Aires and they'll do the tango in the street. Lovely. I went to Seville and I saw all the flamenco.
Si.
In England, the Morris men come out, we shout, wankers. You know, it's like, why don't we embrace dance?
We don't do it in the same way. We don't do it outdoors, do we?
No.
I remember when I was about 11... I had to do, obviously, a summer fete somewhere, because I come from down in Sevenoaks in the depths of Kent. And when I was young, it was much more country. And we had a summer fete, and we had pole dancing, but not pole dancing as we know it in the modern way. It was maypole dancing.
Oh,
so you'd have bits of ribbon tied to it, and you'd dance around
a maypole. I've done country dancing,
maypole.
Yes,
and then we do
that's
a little
how it
bit
started.
Of, and that's how we get.
I was straight until I started that.
You lasted more than a fortnight, didn't you? And I got out early. I
couldn't get away from that pole.
And use what you can. But we don't really do that anymore. So the dancing outdoors and dancing in festivals and things, we don't really do so much over here anymore, which is a shame.
We should do.
Embrace more. Folk dancing is it puts people off, but you shouldn't do really, because it's an amazing thing when you understand what's going on. If you go to Nottinghamshire, in parts of Nottingham, they still do clog dancing, do you know?
Oh, lovely.
Who knew that we did clog dancing in the UK?
We need to bring
started
that back.
Clog dancing in places in Nottingham.
We do need to bring it back. I mean, what's our dance then? You know,
yours and mine, bump and grind, dear, every time. It's be a slow, isn't it?
No, but we need to. I think if people danced on the street, I think we'd get more people interested.
I think people dancing outdoors in the sun.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, gorgeous.
We should do more of it, shouldn't we? What's not to love?
Excuse me, madam. Yes, you can try and sue Alan Air all you want, but it wasn't me who put the sequins in your panini. We got a Strictly starring role, see?
You mentioned Sevenoaks there. Where did you go on holiday as a child?
Well, I've got a Spanish mother and a Hungarian father.
No way.
I have two. And...
wow.
I know. I'm so excited.
See, I'm well researched on this. Yeah. What?
Who are you?
Yeah, get out my house. Oh, plane, sorry. Oh, dear. The curtain slipped.
So we used to do that every summer. Go either to Spain 1 year or Hungary the next.
What?
So for years and years and years, until I was, I don't know, into my teens, I hadn't been on holiday anywhere else other than Blackpool for dance competitions, apart from those two places. So that was my youth holiday and growing up. And we used to drive in the early days.
Drive to Hungary?
Yes, and Spain.
You're joking. No. How long does it take to get to Hungary?
I always remember it taking a couple of days. I mean, you're talking about old cars as well. I mean, old cars.
Wow. Yeah. Sell me Hungary, because I don't even know anything about it. Is it a nice destination?
It is. I mean, Budapest now is...
Oh, I have been to Hungary. Is Budapest there?
You fly in this plane. Where are we going? Where are we going? I've never been here before, but it looks so familiar. What's it called? Notting Hill.
The Eiffel Tower.
Sorry. Turn right.
I have been to Budapest. One bit's called Buda and the other's called Pest.
That's right. There's a big river in the middle.
Danube.
Hello, dear. Nice to see you.
Oh, I have been there.
Yes.
Oh, and me and my mum. I went with my mum. Nice. I know I'm a stereotype. And we went swimming in the open, was it the spa?
Yes, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Sulphur.
Yes.
Yes, that was me. Sorry, that was not the water. That was me.
No, do you know what? And you've got the old part and the new part. Mm. Yeah.
And a chain link bridge that goes across, which was designed and built by an English person.
No way.
Yeah.
You should do tours when your work dries up.
I'll tell you, I might well do. And on the left, we have more water. We're in the ocean.
What's been one of the best places you've ever visited?
Wow, that's a great question. I don't know. I can't really answer that because I never go back to the same place.
Yeah, you like
somewhere new. Rarely go back to the same place.
Blackpool, you go back.
Apart from Blackpool, of course, sunny Blackpool.
We all love Blackpool.
Yeah, of course we do.
Name, but I've always had a good time in Blackpool, and I find the people there are lovely, and it's an atmosphere, isn't it?
It is. Blackpool is sort of remarkable in a way because it embraces everything that comes through the town.
Yeah.
Now, my brother-in-law races pigeons. I know. Don't blame me. And I know. What can I tell you? It's a thing. Yeah. And in January, they have a big...
clog dancing, pigeon racing. Have you come here in a time machine? No wonder you're writing about 1962 in your book. You're still there, love.
Still there.
It's a modern day book.
Now, they do a pigeon buying and selling thing in Blackpool at the Tower Ballroom. It apparently, I've not been there for it, but apparently the whole town is engulfed with pigeon folk.
Wow.
It is. It takes over the town. No, can you imagine? Now, of course, in May, they have the dance festival. And you have all these couples wandering around, these buffed couples walking around, finely tuned, immaculate people walking around Blackpool at the end of May, going to the Winter Gardens for the festival. I mean, hundreds and hundreds. Yeah, it's like they take over the town.
Yeah.
And Blackpool just embrace it all. So you go from one end of the spectrum to the other.
Yeah.
And it's a great town for that.
I just love it. It's got such a charm about it. And I know it gets, people say things about it, but I think if you want a good time, go there.
Go! It's a lot. But I don't know. On my sort of worldwide sort of jaunts, I've been lucky. I've been to so many places. I tell you what we did just before the children were born, Hannah and I. We drove from San Fran all the way down to LA.
Oh, I've done that.
Down along the sea.
Yeah.
And we stayed in. Did you stay in the Madonna Inn? I'm sure. Tell me you did.
I wanted to stay there. Oh no, I know exactly what you mean. Every room is like out there.
Oh, it's the campest thing you've ever been to in your life. Mm. But it is remarkable. We went. We're staying here as we're driving past. I need someone to say we're staying here. We whizzed in, got the room, went down to the restaurant for dinner. They're only ballroom dancing in the ballroom while having dinner. It's like we'd struck gold.
Oh, did you get up and do
a bit? Oh, with a little go. Don't mess about.
How amazing is that? Is it as amazing as the Madonna
Ring? It is hilarious. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
Because I went down the big saw, you know, like that, and then I love that coastline and all that, and Carmel. Lovely.
Carmel.
That's
a place to live.
Wonderful.
Went to Clint Eastwood's bar at dinner, played the piano, sang a song, as you can. Tremendous.
Do people invite you to sing, or do you just do it?
No, you just sort of get up, wander that way, and then you go and have a sing. That's it, you can do.
And you were slagging me off for karaoke.
Is this on?
Earlier. At least there's a machine there. You go in and just do it. I get asked to sing. Oh, no, how amazing. Now, have you been anywhere where there... you haven't enjoyed, and this is a safe space, we're not slagging places off, but has there been somewhere that you've... You know, I always use this example. Poor Amanda Olden and Cyprus. She went there once, was caught in a typhoon. Was it a typhoon?
Everywhere she goes, there's wind, hurricane. I found. I found where she goes, there's wind.
Yes!
It's a thing, isn't it?
Oh, my
Seems
God,
like a pattern.
Yes!
Seems
I
like
never
a pattern.
Thought of that!
Oh, you see?
She's a human whirlwind herself.
She is. Either that or flatulence. I'm not quite sure which it is. Massive problem with flatulence. Yes. You go to the service station.
You will
station,
eat those sprouts like well, there's no tomorrow.
You can buy special pants for that. Have you seen that in the service station? While you're standing there having a wee, they've got an advertisement for flatulent pants.
What was I going to say? And then she broke her leg on a jet ski.
No.
So she doesn't like Cyprus. And people who listen to this, I always use her as an example. But is there anywhere, every time you go there, you're like, oh my God, what's going to go wrong again?
I've not found a problem like that. I went skiing. It's a terrible...
No, Alan. I went, don't know anywhere.
No, don't know anywhere.
Can't help you.
I've enjoyed everything I've ever done. We went skiing, and I don't ski. I don't ski. But so we went skiing. So I decided... I'm an idiot, really. I can't help myself. So the children on the little note trying to learn to ski. They're only three or four. And Hannah's a good skier. And so I walked. So I decided to walk down this sort of... mountain thing to the bottom where the children were skiing and stay, you know, say, I'm walking down the snow field. I take
slope,
three steps,
I think it's
slope,
called slope,
but I'm suddenly up to my waist in snow.
Oh, you did.
And I haven't got the gear on. I haven't got any of the gear. Yeah. I've only got like a jean and a puffer jacket.
God,
I'm really like, I'm an absolute knob end. And so I'm walking down the slope thinking, this is ridiculous. What are you doing? Why don't you just stay in that? And I'm going to have to get saved in a minute.
Oh, no.
On the side of this slope.
Where people are
skiing past me going, why are you not skiing? Do you not know this is like skiing? What's the matter with you? People don't walk here. You've got the wrong holiday. You should be... And yeah, I almost got stuck halfway up a mountain.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
What an absolute twat.
What are you like for buying tat? Do you buy tat abroad? Will you buy like a little tea towel or a fridge magnet?
Yeah, I do. I can't help myself. Yeah. Especially if I go anywhere. And also I do that classic thing where I go and visit stuff that we've got perfectly lovely versions of in our own country that I've never visited from my life. I wish I did have a TARDIS because I hate flying. Not because of I don't like flying. I hate airports.
Yeah, horrible.
They it's like they want to spoil the holiday before it started. Security drives me mad.
Yes. There's different rules, isn't there?
We've got to have it, but that's
you'll take
not.
Your shoes off and your belt, and then they look at you like, what the hell are you doing? Like, you're starting a magic mic routine.
you're
like, no. And then sometimes, like, oh, don't take anything off. You're like, well, what? No terrorists having a day off.
Yeah.
Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
You know.
You're right.
And then you have to get there 3 hours before.
3 hours before.
No, I want to go on holiday.
Come on, people.
I know.
So I'd like
you probably said the worst place is an airport.
For me, every time. I'd rather not go if I didn't have to fly.
Okay.
And also, have children and then go on holiday with children.
Oh, God.
But it's not even going on holiday with children. That's the easy bit. It's the, what we're going to do is on the first day of the school holidays, we're going to take your holiday and we're going to increase it by 4,000%. Your holiday, which was £200, is now £65,000, please. I'm literally going to Blackpool. I know, but it's the school holidays. That's all there is.
That's mean, isn't it, when they push the
price up? Isn't that mean?
Yeah.
What is that? Well, I know what it is, but it's not okay.
No.
You should stop doing that. It's not fair on the families.
That's why I don't have children.
Yes.
Because of the
I had to sell one of my children to go on holiday. Couldn't afford it. In actual fact, I've had 17 children over the years. I've only got two left. Been on to 15 wonderful holidays.
Now, listen, you're happily married with children. Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Oh, when you're young.
Someone in Hungary, like.
When you're young, it's your ambition, isn't it? To go on holiday and just cop off. That's what you live for. That's what you live for when you go on holiday as a young
lady in Hungary now, looking out the window for Anton to come back.
Come back. And you went down the road for some milk. 37 years ago. I think it's gone off.
How crazy do you go on holiday? Have you ever skinny dipped?
Yes.
Yes. I like skinny dipping.
Oh, I think it's important to get the gentleman out and have a dip. I mean, it's nice. I think it's important. Don't you agree?
Yes. And it's a treat for everyone else on the beach.
Exactly. Exactly. The hotel pool. They're growing wild out here, isn't it?
And we're about to start our descent.
Oh, don't say that.
We are. I know it's flown by, hasn't it?
Isn't it? Oh, no, nice.
Put your tray table up, love.
Could we have a... Why do we do that, by the way? Why do we have to put our seat up an inch? Could you put your seat up, please? Sally, back an inch. Why are we doing that? And could you put your tray...
Thing as well, like
brace.
It's to protect your teeth for your dental records.
Is that what it is?
Someone told me. On a flight, they
must be true. Must be true. Yeah. Somebody told me. Gary from the pub told me.
I mean,
must be
with
true.
These teeth, you're going to know it's me. Who else has... Rylan? Oh, no, it's Alan.
Alan.
It's a skeleton homosexual with buck teeth. It's either Alan or Rylan. Oh, Rylan's on the deli. It's Alan.
We're about to shortly start our descent into Hungary. If you could put your flight tables down and your dicks up, that's amazing. Cabin crew, cross-dressing to mannequin, cross-dressing to mannequin. Let's land this metal pigeon. Thank you, bitches.
This is a quick fire round. Are you ready?
Good luck with that.
Oh, no.
Have you met me?
Here we go. Mojito or mint tea?
Mint tea.
Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal?
Taj Mahal. Oh, that would be Taj Mahal.
No.
Oh, I mean...
I love Taj Mahal. Have you been?
No, I've never been. Are you sure you've been? Are you talking about the one in India?
Oh, no, it's the Indian
restaurant in the King's Road.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Oh, Amazon Prime, yeah.
Louvre or leave it out?
Louvre,
of course. And this is a bit rude, but I'm going to say tip 'em or fuck 'em. No, do you?
Isn't that the same?
Do you bother tipping or do you never see you again?
Tip 'em every time.
Yeah, of course tip you every do. Time. You have
sometimes
to.
I tip 'em before I've got the service, just to hopefully they give me proper service rather than just a cursory glance.
You know where
glance.
Tip comes from, don't you? To induce proper service.
Is that right?
You used to tip in Al Capone's day. You'd go in there, give the waiter the tip before, and then you'd go, Mr. Beck, or do Beck.
Thank you.
Don't forget the do.
Well, it's only my name. Would you like... It's only my name. Why would we...
Well, you know how badly researched this is. Who are you again? No. And then you get a table seat to induce prompt service, not proper.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
So you tip the doorman before you go in, they go and find your table.
That's it,
that
a good table with a window seat.
Yeah.
There you go. Entertaining and
informative.
Thank you so much for flying Alan Air. If you'd please like to collect your baggage from the carousel.
Oh.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Anton. That was so much fun. And if you are on holiday, why not pick up a copy of Anton's latest book, The Royal Show? It is brilliant. And talking of royalty, next week we've only got Fergie on Alan Air. Da, 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 da. Don't forget, guys, life's a beach.